Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, on this day, we see that the effort that Governor Andrew Cuomo, a Democrat in New York, is putting forth, $1 million at least being raised to oust those House GOPers in New York.
Yeah, today the financial filings are due, you know, the campaign finance filings, and it's going to show that Cuomo so far through the state party has raised about $1 million to target at least six House Republicans. The governor announced the effort a month ago, saying it's going to be New York's part of trying to flip the House to Democratic control. Most of the money came from labor unions that are already close to the governor, such as the hotel and motel union and also the state health care union, 1199.
Let's keep with the money raising. As these reports come out today, the Republicans and their battle to take over the state Senate.
That's going to be the one to watch going into next year, because obviously the Republicans have control of the chamber, even though the Democrats have more people in the chamber. So their filings are going to show that the Republicans have about $1.6 million on hand in their campaign accounts, their two campaign accounts, as opposed to around $600,000 for the Senate Democrats. So, you know, it's about more than a 2-to-1 advantage right now for the Republicans.
And we continue with New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, rumored to want a run for governor, said he wouldn't run against Andrew Cuomo in 2018. He's got a record.
Yeah, personal record for himself. He's got $7.6 million in the bank, or something like that. He raised about $1.6 million in the last 6 months. That's a good haul. If he runs for re-election like he says he is for a third term, you know, that's a lot of money that could scare away some challengers. If he doesn't, or if Cuomo, for whatever reason, doesn't seek re-election, Schneiderman decides to go, it's a nice base to start your gubernatorial campaign.
And while we were away, of course, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver's conviction overturned on appeal. I'm guessing from your articles we're not expecting any new ethics reforms now.
No, that is true. Look, they didn't do much ethics reform after the convictions of Sheldon Silver and Dean Skelos. You know, it wasn't a shocker that it was overturned after the U.S. Supreme Court narrowed what could be considered a bribe. The U.S. Attorney's Office is going to retry Silver, so we'll see where that goes. But as for ethics reform, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Our regular correspondent, Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief from the New York Daily News, who joins us on Monday. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.